We continue while learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Tzaliah. We're in Kalim Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Tanur Shenitma. You have an earthenware tanur oven that became tameh. Ketan mitarnas. So how do you make katar? How do you remove its tumah? Of course, it cannot be placed in a mikvah because it's made out of earthenware. So it has to be broken. What's considered broken that it now loses its status of tumah? Cholkol shlosha. You have to divide it into three different parts. Why don't we divide it into two parts? Because to divide into two even parts, that would be fine. But the likelihood is you're not going to cut it exactly even. You'll be left with one larger section and a smaller section. The larger section is the majority of the tanur. That we assume, since it retains the majority of the full tanur, it still can be used to bake bread somewhat. And therefore, you have not metayer the entire oven. If you divide into three parts, so then that has the ability to be metayer it. But in addition to that, the goderes atfela, you have to remove, scrape off the outer coating. If you don't take off the outer coating, the outer clay coating of the oven, so then it's going to keep the oven together as one unit. So it's as if you're cutting a cake. You cut all of it. We know there's an opening, of course, on top and an opening on the bottom of the tanur. So you cut it now into three different parts from the top to bottom. As the Mishnah then says, ad shehiv aretz. You have to cut all the way down. If you leave part attached, so then that's also is going to be retain its status as an oven, and therefore it will remain tameh. So you have to divide it into at least three parts and remove the outer coating, and when you're dividing them, you have to cut it all the way down to the ground. Rabbi Meir, Eino Tzorach Ligroras Atfela Velo Atshehe Baris. Number one, says Rabbi Meir, you don't have to remove the outer clay coating. Not necessary. As long as you're cutting the oven, that's going to be sufficient. And not only that, you don't have to cut it all the way down to the ground. As long as you cut the pieces that are left, you cut them down, the parts of the oven that are not attached are less, the parts of the oven that remain attached are less than 4 tfachim in height, so then you're already even metahir it. As long as you cut the oven down into these three parts, even without scraping off the coating, as long as you cut them down to the point where they are less than 4 tfachim from the ground, so you no longer have an oven. Rabbi Meir, we know Rabbi Meir's different opinion from before. The height of an oven, in order to be kabbal tumah to begin with, is 4 tfachim high. So as long as these three slices from top to bottom are within, even if you didn't cut all the way down to the ground, are within 4 tfachim of the ground, so not attached, so then you have been metahir your oven. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he's even more strict than the Tanakama. Tanakama said you have to cut all the way down into three parts and all the way down to the ground. Number two, you had to remove the coating. Rabbi Shimon Omer v'tzarech lahasio. He says not only have to remove the outer tefela and cut all the way down to the ground, but lahasio, you have to be moved, like a group of people who are traveling. You have to move the sections away from each other in order to become Torah. Not enough to cut them down all the way to the ground and remove the coating. They have to be removed away from each other so it looks very clear that this is no longer an oven. As the bartender here says, Af ha-pisha chalko, even though I divided it, lo tiher, atche yafrid ha-chalokim zemizah, you have to separate the different pieces that you divided one from the other. Then the Mishnah says, Chalako lishnayim. What if you only cut into two parts? Echa gadol v'echa katan, hagadol tameh v'katan tahor. As we explained, the larger one retains its status of tumah because that's the majority of the original oven, so it's not considered that it's broken. The fact that it's circular and it still, we assume, retains somewhat of a toch, that's because it's the majority of the oven. You can still bake bread somewhat in there. So therefore, that has not removed the status of tumah. That's the larger section. But the katan, the smaller one, of course, which is less than the majority, which is a minority of the tanur, that is tahor. Chalako l'shlosha, echa gadol b'shnai, echa gadol kishnayim. But let's say you divided the oven into three sections, but one of them was as large as the other two together. So that means one of the sections that you had was a little bit more than half of the original oven. And the other two parts, the other two sections that you cut down, was only about a quarter of the original oven. So hagadol tameh u'shnayim aktanim tahorin. So in this case as well, the larger one is tameh, that retains status, so that's the majority, and the other two are going to be tahor. Perakei Mishnuches, Chasachol Chulyos L'Rochbo. Here, you want to make a, you have a tanur, earthenware oven and its tameh. You want to make a tar, but instead of cutting it vertically as we did, like cutting the cake from top to bottom in the previous one, now you want to cut horizontally. So now you're making them like into rings across the width. You're going from side to side. It's Chachachol Chulyos L'Rochbo. You made them to chulyos, like a ring. If each of the rings is less than 4 tfachim high, once again, the 4 tfachim being the minimum size of a tanur become tummy to begin with, so then everything is going to be tahor because each ring alone doesn't have the status of an oven, and therefore each ring is considered broken, and therefore the whole oven is tahor. Mercho betit. Now, what say you take the broken pieces, you want to put them back together. So you take the broken pieces, you put clay on the outside, now you have this coating, mikabel tuma. So now it puts you're basically putting them all together again. Mikabel tuma mishayasi kenu kidei lefos bo. So if gone in, we should know that it becomes fit to be mikabel tuma when it's heated enough to a temperature that it can bake the sufkon in these those breads. Now that you're putting it back together, the clay on the outside is holding these chulyos back together again. So you have a new oven, and therefore, the same way to make a new oven, it has to be enough. It has to be heated to the point where it can bake sufganim. So the same thing is true here as we do with every new oven. Hilchik mi menues hatfela v'nasan chol ot sror bein tayim. Let's say you did the following: you didn't put the coating right on the you didn't put the coating on the broken pieces itself, but rather you put the clay. You made some type of structure on the outside, made of clay that would really enclose the entire oven. But instead of placing it on the pieces of cheres itself, he put chol, sand, or tzur, pebbles, in between the gap between where this outer coating is, and which is now built as a structure, and the oven in the middle, you put pebbles, you put sand. So what's the status here? Baze amru, hanidah v'hatahora ofos bo v'hu tahor. It's this kind of oven where the Chachamim have said that anidah, who normally would make the oven tameh, she's an avatoma, so she can make a kli tameh. But here we allow a nida and a woman who's tohor are able to bake bread at the same time. In fact, the nida would make the bread she bakes also tameh. These two women, the tameh woman and the one who's not, are able to bake at the same time. It's true, the nida's putting her hands in the oven when she puts the dough inside, but she doesn't make the oven tameh because this oven is still considered broken. The clay that you're putting is not, that you put there, is not attached to the broken pieces of the oven where we could say it makes it into one unit. What you have between that and the broken piece of the oven is sand or pebbles. That's not going to make the oven mikabel tuma, does not turn it back into a kli, and therefore even tame people are able to use this oven, and it does not make a tame. The Mishnah could have simply said that this type of oven remains tahor, but the fact that it mentions nida and tahora ofos bo is coming to tell you, number one, what practical ramifications we have of such an oven, and that people shouldn't have any reservation in using such an oven. It's absolutely tahor, it's not mikabel tuma at all.